have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program about all things pertaining to health. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those together for you each weekend is my job, and your job is to participate. You're already participating by listening, but you can also participate if you're listening to our live show by calling 877-726-8255. That number gets you directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment with me here on the air, 877-726-8255. And we've got some very interesting stuff in store for you on today's program. We're going to take a deep dive later this hour on the subject of immunity and a remarkable substance that has over 80 scientific studies that support its use in bolstering immune resilience. Got lots of other things to share with you, but yet another week of terrible news from the Middle East. And yes, there is a medical perspective on what's going on over there. According to recent reports, there's a drug that Hamas terrorists may have taken to help them cold-bloodedly slaughter Israelis. This news comes from Israel after an investigation of Hamas terrorists who were killed in the attacks, and on their persons, Captagon pills were found in their pockets. And so it suggests that Hamas terrorists who carried out the surprise attack on October 7th were under the influence of Captagon. So what is Captagon? It is a cheap synthetic amphetamine-type stimulant that has been clandestinely produced in labs in southern Europe and trafficked through Turkey to the Middle East. They say the pills were recovered from the pockets of many terrorists who were killed on Israeli soil. This stimulant drug, Captagon, is sometimes referred to as cocaine for the poor, and is thought to have emboldened the terrorists to commit heinous acts with stone-cold calmness and indifference. And at the same time, it kept them highly alert and hyped up for extended periods. It suppressed their appetite so that they could go on their killing spree for hours on end. And it first gained notoriety, this Captagon, in 2015 when it was discovered to be used by ISIS fighters to suppress fear prior to carrying out terrorist operations. Captagon belongs to the amphetamine family. It was initially developed to address attention deficit disorder, narcolepsy, which is daytime drowsiness, and depression, but it was not deemed a safe drug to be approved by the EU or the FDA. It's highly addictive. It has the potential for inducing psychotic reactions, so it was deemed unsafe. But it continues to enjoy popularity in the Middle East, not just among combatants, but also among the general populace. It is said to be used by a lot of desperate civilians residing in conflict zones to give them a sense of relief. There was an investigation conducted by the New York Times that revealed that there's a connection to Syrian dictator Bashar Assad, whose family members seem to have established a thriving industry for the production of Captagon. So this suggests that there is a kind of a narco-terrorism linkage in countries in the Middle East. They estimate that Captagon's exports from Syria alone reach a minimum of $3.5 billion. That's as of 2020. And so that's even greater than the combined value of Syria's legal export industries. So they're making a lot of money off it. Its use extends to Saudi Arabia, and Kuwaiti authorities seized 9 million Captagon pills in 2021, hidden in a shipment of oranges. It's also been intercepted in Dubai, and there's a lot going on there around the use of this illegal street drug, but there's a precedent for this. And the precedent is back in Nazi Germany, when it was thought that the Blitzkrieg, which was the lightning attack of Germany, first on Poland and then on France, highly motorized army, which penetrated hundreds of miles into enemy territory, rapidly flanking their opposing armies. The Blitzkrieg was said to be fueled by something called Pervitin, which was an amphetamine-like drug first developed by the Germans in 1937. Berlin-based pharmaceutical company Temmler Werke started to make Pervitin, and they were popular among the general populace. But they kind of fit in with Nazi ideology, because while the Nazis discouraged the use of escapist drugs like opium and other sedating drugs, by the way, the Germans first invented heroin, so often drug addicts were sent to concentration camps or exterminated, the Germans prized action and alertness. And therefore, the new drug Pervitin became very popular in 1939 and 1940. The Germans soon discovered that the drug had addictive potential and negative side effects. And so the German military began to cut back on allocations of methamphetamines. They used to issue it as a ration to troops to keep them active. And by the end of 1940, its use was sharply curtailed. But then if we go even further back in the historical record, there are additional precedents for using mind-altering drugs for warriors. Think the Vikings. You know the expression going berserk? Well, the term going berserk comes from the word berserkers, who refer to a band of fierce Norse warriors who struck fear into the hearts of their foes with their wild exploits, sometimes charging naked into their opposing lines. And it was thought that their craziness was fueled via the use of psychedelic mushrooms. The reason they took off their clothes was because some of these medications are thermogenic. They make you feel hot. And so their psychotic fury was also associated with a sense of, I got to take my clothes off and attack. It is also thought, there's alternative theories about that. They don't exactly know that this was a hallucinogenic mushroom. It is also thought that a certain herb, which is called Hyoscyamus niger, or henbane, more popularly known, was part of the fuel for these psychotic killers. So, yeah, there's throughout the history of warfare and savagery, people have turned to drugs to embolden them in the face of combat. And the results have been horrible. The U.S. not exempt from the use of controversial medications for alertness. One, in particular, Provigil, has been a favorite of special forces. And, in fact, the Ministry of Defense of the U.K. has admitted to buying thousands of Provigil pills around the time of the Gulf War, in which they participated. And it is actually something that is part of the kit sometimes for special forces warriors. They're given a little leeway in terms of arranging their medical self-management, sometimes stocking antibiotics, and pain medications in their medicine kits, and also pills to enhance their endurance and their vigilance. Provigil, one among many used in warfare. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including methyl action. Methyl action contains B vitamins in their active forms, promoting a vital process called methylation, which helps maintain normal homocysteine levels, supporting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health. Methyl action is a good choice for anyone who wants to support their overall health and well-being. It is especially beneficial for individuals wanting to keep their homocysteine levels within normal range and want to age gracefully. For more information and to order methyl action, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Methyl action.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Kentucky, two Woodford County student volunteers were helping clean up Huntertown Community Interpretive Park when they stumbled upon war memorabilia, a dog tag that belonged to World War II veteran Fred Jackson. On Monday, the students were able to return the dog tag to Jackson's family,
Megan Burke and Hattie Steen are 11th graders at Woodford County High School and were out doing community service when they stumbled upon the dog tag, adding that they didn't know the importance of it or who it belonged to. Fred Jackson's son, Ron, spoke on the legacy of his father and how the dog tag meant so much more than just a reminder. Hattie Steen said, "We're so honored to be here to do this and to be able to provide the family. They were just so happy, and we're happy for them."
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle-car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Challenge of Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. That number is available to you 24-7, 365. So if you had a thought or a concern or question come up anytime during the week, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Why do physicians dislike the Armour thyroid? I've been taking it since I was 21 years old, and I'm 80 years old. That's the only medication that makes me feel like I have a sense of well-being.
Okay. So that's a medication that really works for you. Good. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what Armour thyroid is. It's natural thyroid, and it's made by the Armour company, which, by the way, is, you could get Armour hot dogs, right? Okay, because they have big animal processing plants, and they make pork and beef products. And when you are slaughtering livestock, you can extract their thyroid glands, set them aside, and then purify them into medication, which gives you a reasonable facsimile to what your normal human thyroid makes. So it is natural thyroid. And this is actually the way that thyroid therapy originated, way back when it was first discovered that there is such a thing as hypothyroidism. They used ground-up animal thyroid that was purified and gave it to people and turned them around completely. And so what happened around, I guess it was probably around the 1960s or 1970s, they came up with the idea that we can improve on nature. And the new thought was that while Armour thyroid contains the two main things that are present in thyroid, two main types of thyroid hormones, thyroxin and liothyronine, T4 and T3, you could simply make T4
And the body converts T4 to T3. So why give people a combination of T4, T3? That's so old-fashioned. Some doctors disparagingly referred to it as piggy thyroid. And, oh, by the way, the pharmaceutical industry could very, very carefully regulate it and make sure that dose by dose, if you were getting 50 or 75 or 100 or 125, you were getting exactly, precisely the amount of T4 that your doctor wanted you to have, and then your body would go along and make the T3, which is the active form of thyroid. Well, the problem is that for a lot of people, well, for some people that works. For other people, the conversion from T4 to T3 is not good. And therefore, I've seen countless patients who have been on the synthetic, L-thyroxine, Synthroid, call it what you will. These are medications that doctors prefer, but they don't deliver the T3. And people don't feel as well. And when we switch them to natural thyroid, which is a combination of T4 and T3, it's like a light bulb went off. They actually feel good for the first time in their lives. So disadvantages of Armour thyroid, there's a problem with standardization because, yeah, you take up grand up animal parts, and even though you purify them and you can assay them for purity, there's going to be some imprecision in the amount of thyroid that's delivered. And some doctors think that's dangerous. And frankly, too much thyroid can be dangerous. It can cause palpitations. It can cause bone loss. It can set your teeth on edge. It can, make you feel hyper. So it was thought that the T4 is safer because there's a slow conversion of T4 to T3. And that may be particularly the case in elderly folks, older individuals who are more prone to atrial fibrillation and heart palpitations. And so Medicare does not cover Armour thyroid. It covers only the synthetic, which is kind of biased. So I think, I'm a little cautious in prescribing Armour thyroid in seniors because of that very problem, is that sometimes you can rev people up too much. But I have many patients in your age group, octogenarians, even the nonagenarians, who we carefully continue to prescribe the natural thyroid for. And I think there's also studies that suggest that quality of life is improved when people take the natural thyroid. It's actually superior to the synthetic. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavanatural's Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flavanatural's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate, with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavanaturals.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet, easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And as part of my medical training, when I was a medical student, I studied also, and I went outside the conventional medical training to study traditional Chinese medicine, and it involves studies of herbs, and I learned how to do acupuncture, and also familiarized myself with their diagnostic techniques, which are quite different from Western diagnostic techniques. They didn't have lab tests, they didn't have high tech, but they placed a lot of emphasis on pulse diagnosis, and also tongue diagnosis. So if you go to a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, they'll say, stick your tongue out, and from the pattern on your tongue, they will discern what type of condition you have. And I actually vividly remember picture atlases of different tongue appearances that would pertain to various types of imbalances in the body. And so there's a modern update to this. I mean, this is obviously thought by conventional medicine to be quackery or superstition, but there really is something to this. Now, with new high-tech tools, first we had facial recognition, then we had photo analysis with pattern recognition via machine learning and AI, which can train the algorithm to discern what certain patterns connote. And so if you look at a lot of pictures and then you correlate the pictures with what medical conditions people have, that is looking at their tongues, you can train the machine to be able to discern the potential problem the patient has. And so there's an update to this ancient practice from researchers at the University of South Australia in collaboration with a Middle Technical University in Iraq. They used a USB web camera and computer to capture tongue images from 50 patients with diabetes, renal failure, and anemia, and they compared the appearance of the tongues with a database of 9,000 tongue images and basically trained the algorithm using imaging processing techniques. They correctly diagnosed the diseases in 94% of cases. So, wow, that is pretty impressive. A study performed in the Ukraine in 2022, amidst all the strife over there, they're still conducting research. They analyzed tongue images of 135 COVID patients via smartphone, and they showed that 64% of patients with a mild infection had a pale pink tongue, 62% of patients with a moderate infection had a red tongue, 99% of patients with a severe COVID infection had a dark red tongue, which in traditional Chinese medicine is an ominous sign, a very dark red, you know, beefsteak color, you know, rare cooked beef appearance. That is a sign of impending severe disease. So they say the previous studies using diagnostic systems have accurately diagnosed appendicitis, diabetes, and thyroid disease. They're certainly doing this with breast imaging, you know, that's making it easier on the eyeballs of radiologists. Pathologists are using it to evaluate, say, cancer biopsies to, you know, because you basically, your eyes water when you look at all these images day in, day out, hour after hour. And they can use AI to spot potential problems. And then a human observer obviously has to weigh in on whether their conclusions are valid. But it's fascinating that this ancient science has the potential to help us diagnose disease. The lead researcher on this says it's possible to diagnose 80% accuracy, more than 10 diseases that cause a visible change in tongue color. In our study, we achieved a 94% accuracy with 3 diseases, so the potential is there to fine-tune this research even further. And I think it's there because they only looked at a relatively few number of tongue images, and the more images you feed into the AI system, the more you can train it to discern patterns. So really, there's something to this. And by the way, this has the potential for remote diagnosis, because you could take an image of your tongue, send it to the system. A practitioner can then read the results, and with a fair degree of accuracy, remotely, with a means of a simple smartphone, you can come up with a fairly plausible differential diagnosis of what is ailing a person. That's pretty cool. 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of immunity with a supplement that has a high degree of plausibility for supporting immune function. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic aged garlic extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. 56% of adults feel behind on retirement. Are you one of them? People are living longer, which means people need more saved up. Make sure to not fall trapped to a guide that tells you when you should retire, because everyone's situation is different. Are you going to have to work longer? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their 5th annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make a Dogs Day.
We
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It's that time of year when lots of people are coming down with colds and flus, and COVID is still lingering. And we're all concerned about our immunity, especially in view of what has transpired over the past couple of years with the pandemic. And so immune resilience is a big theme here on Intelligent Medicine. And I'm very pleased to welcome an expert on this subject, Dr. Paul Anderson, who's a recognized educator and clinician in integrative and naturopathic medicine with a focus on complex infectious, chronic, and oncologic illness, that's cancer. He has worked at several medical school posts. He was professor of pharmacology in clinical medicine at Bastyr University, which is the nation's foremost naturopathic college, and is an expert on IV therapy, has written several books, contributed to several texts. He's Dr. Paul Anderson. Dr. Anderson, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks very much for joining us. Dr. Anderson? Hello? Hi, Dr. Anderson. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. And, you know, Dr. Anderson, you're kind of a big deal. You know, to paraphrase the movie, The Anchorman. So it's really a pleasure talking to you. We've never interviewed you before, but you're here to come talk to us about an exciting breakthrough for immunity, which is Empower with the active ingredient AHCC. So tell us about Empower and what it can do for people's immune system.
Yeah, this is an excellent time to really talk about this, because this is when, at least, you know, on the news, we start hearing about cold and flu season and people getting sick and all of that. So Empower is, AHCC is an acronym for a long set of words that are basically very highly extracted and cultured from a couple of particular mushroom families. And I've been using it for, gosh, well over 10 years, probably 15 years, both in my regular patient population and also in my cancer patient population. And we can talk about why both later. But AHCC, this time of year especially, if you're, let's say you're the average person who, you know, may get a cold once a year, may get the flu, but you're doing pretty good. It actually has the ability, even in otherwise healthy people, to keep the immune system more balanced and more engaged when your coworkers and people at the store, et cetera, are bringing more viruses around you and, you know, other infectious material. So it's the reason I like it is that, number one, it's very powerful because it's concentrated, but it can help somebody who normally doesn't have a lot of trouble, but we all get challenged during the, you know, cold and flu season.
I know. Also, I personally take it every day, and I frequently prescribe it for patients, so I won't go a day without it. I'm very much a fan of HCC. Have been for, you know, perhaps as long as you, or even longer, a couple of decades.
Probably, yeah. It's I remember actually the very first time I took it myself, I was traveling, and I'd been exposed to a number of sick people, as we do. And I was amazed at the amount of immune response that it really helped to generate, which is one way you can tell if these things are working. So I think that's a, you know, kind of a good place for people to start, is it works kind of regardless of where your immune system is at, because the underlying way it works is it helps some of the specific cells, like the natural killer cells, which do just what they're named to do. They roam the body and bump into things that shouldn't be there and kill them. Those are extremely important, whether it's, you know, a cold or you know, influenza or even in cancer. And then there's some other cells that help in that process that it also helps to optimize. Something I was excited to see is there's actually been a couple of papers published in peer-reviewed journals about both influenza and then also SARS-CoV-2 and long COVID. And I thought we might talk about those.
Sure.
Because those are always exciting. There's a little difference between the two papers, but that's just the nature of science. So in the first one, with kind of our standard influenza A that most people get and have had multiple times, they did an animal study, which is easier, of course, to expose animals to influenza. And the animals that were on the Empower at a human-adjusted dose for their size had less infections, better survival, lower severity of the symptoms, but also the physical damage to the lungs, et cetera, that the influenza could cause, which there's not a lot of things that do that as well, in my opinion, as Empower. The other was a human study that was also with influenza, where they took some healthy subjects from Michigan State, and then they randomized them to just the flu vaccine or the flu vaccine plus Empower. And again, the people that had Empower on top of their vaccination had much lower incidence of actually even manifesting the influenza. So I was very, I've seen this in practice, but it's always nice to see it in a paper where they've actually looked at the data.
I understand there are also studies on human papillomavirus, HPV, which is thought to be something that predicts risk of cervical cancer. So that, that condyloma is, these so-called genital warts, which are a prelude to cancer. And we have the HPV vaccine now, but there's actually some studies on HCC against that virus.
Yes, that's also extremely exciting because, as you said in the intro, part of my patient population are cancer patients, and prevention, it's easier to prevent any disease than it is to treat it usually. Mm-hmm. The this was an MD Anderson study, and they did 6 months of treatment with people and it was a placebo control, so they either got the active HCC Empower or a placebo over 6 months, and they were already infected with the human papillomavirus, which, as is a large number of subsets of viruses. But the ones they were concerned about were the ones that are precursors to cancer, of course. And they actually had a little over 63% of the people in the treatment arm actually clear the virus, which is very hard to do, as we all know.
Like spontaneous remission, yes, which doesn't usually happen. Yeah,
that just doesn't, there's a lot of avenues to treat this, but actually clearing the virus where you can't find the virus anymore. So, and in the placebo group, of course, there was 0% that had cleared the virus. So it was really very compelling data. And then there's a number of related studies that go into the mechanisms, why it might do this, et cetera. But the bottom line is that patients always ask about this with respect to, well, could I just take, those mushrooms in particular that it's made out of, or, eat them or whatever, which never hurts to, have mushrooms in your diet, et cetera. But the thing that makes AHCC and Empower so potent is the way that it's actually synthesized and cultured, so that you get literally orders of magnitude higher amount of mushroom activity than you could ever eat, for example, or taking a regular pill. And when they do that, then the other studies, especially in the cancer arena, but also now in viral protection arena.
Do we have anything on COVID? Because you mentioned
Does. Yeah. So the underlying mechanism of getting these fighter cells, the cells that keep stuff out of you, or once it's in you, help to kill it. That's what the Empower really does. So in the case of COVID, though, they did in Japan, the government of Japan funded a human trial And it was a very well done randomized double blind placebo controlled, you know, parallel group study, which is what everybody looks for drug treatment effect. And the bottom line that they looked at with was looking at prevention of the development of long COVID in this particular study. And what they found was that in the group, so when it's double blind, that means nobody knows who's getting what, and placebo controlled means that half are getting, you know, an inert product of placebo, the other
the
half.
The so-called gold standard of scientific studies,
it's the gold standard to prove something works. And overall, what they found was that they did labs, of course, all the way through. The T cells, which are part of our cell-mediated immunity, and then the natural killer cells, which are kind of global immune cells, had a much higher response to the SARS-CoV-2 virus in the patients that were getting it, the Empower. The other thing, which was very, very not only interesting but very hopeful, is the viral load when they looked at it specifically in the lungs, and also the inflammatory markers in the lungs were reduced in the treatment group as well, as opposed to the placebo group. And the other thing was that when they gave it from the beginning and then followed these patients all the way through, you look at the treatment group, they had less lethality, meaning less death from the virus. So it was really quite an impressive group of studies that we can send over to you to take a look at.
That is very impressive. So, yeah, Dr. Anderson, I want to bring you back on the long-form version of intelligent medicine, you know, where we sit down for, an hour with experts like you to go over topics like immunity. But let me mention that I'm so happy to partner with the Harmony Company to bring this product to the attention of our intelligent medicine listeners. And so this offer, for more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. And we so want you to try this that we're offering a coupon code, Hoffman20, at checkout when you go to theharmonycompany.com. And you can get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. It's a product that I use, that I prescribe very, very liberally to my patients. And Dr. Anderson, I also understand that in Japan it is a very big deal. And, in fact, it's my impression that it's covered by insurance in Japan, not here in the United States, but in Japan it's actually given very liberally to cancer patients.
Yes, I believe. Well, they have a slightly different system of medicine, and they, you know, as I said, the last study was funded by the government of Japan, so their medical system is quite impressed, yes.
Thank you for... You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. D.R. Hoffman.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden pressing the Israelis to act with enough restraint to keep their war with Hamas from metastasizing while promising to have Israel's back as it aims to take out the militant group that controls the Gaza Strip and carried out the brutal attacks 2 weeks ago that killed 1,400 Israelis. Speaking with Salem News Channel, Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt says she appreciates the president's public statements of support, but says more needs to be done to contain Iran.
Iran is the largest state sponsor of terror across the entire globe. And we know that they not only fund, but they train Hamas in Gaza and West Bank. They train Hezbollah in Lebanon, and they train the Houthis in Yemen.
Britt says the U.S. commitment to Israel needs to be ongoing.
We've got to continue to make sure they have what they need, whether it's interceptors, batteries, et cetera, to make sure that David Sling and Iron Dome are at full capacity and ready to continue to protect the people of Israel.
As the second aid convoy reaches Gaza, Israel widened its attacks to include targets in Syria and the occupied West Bank Sunday. Prime Minister Netanyahu warning Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group if it launches its own war, Israel would, quote, cripple it with a force it cannot even imagine. Tanks and troops have been massed at the Gaza border for days, waiting for the command to cross. Secretary of State Blinken and Defense Secretary Austin say the U.S. is ready to protect American forces or personnel in the Middle East should the Israel-Hamas war escalate through proxies for Iran, as they expect. The State Department ordering all non-essential personnel at the embassy in Iraq to leave the country because of the heightened tensions in the region. You can check out the latest news and read the best analysis. Log on to townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Governors receive many gifts.
They come from fans and admirers as well as grateful constituents. An Associated Press review of records from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's office shows the second-term Democrat has received 566 gifts, valued at nearly $17,000 since taking office in 2019. Although Pritzker doesn't accept any of them, he could keep most. State law prohibits gifts from those doing work for or seeking work from the state, from lobbyists and others, but gifts valued at less than $100 in a year are acceptable, and most given to Pritzker are below that line. Jeremy House reporting.
Musicians at the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Orchestra Association ratified a collective bargaining agreement. It calls for minimum salaries to increase by 15.8% over the next 3 years. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A major shooting in the Texas Panhandle.
Police in the small town of Borger say one person has been killed, three more wounded, when numerous people began shooting during a fight late Saturday night. One witness telling police a lot of shots had been fired in a very short period of time. Borger, located some 50 miles northeast of Amarillo, near the Oklahoma border. No arrests have been made. Jason Walker reporting.
The UAW says even though Detroit automakers have increased their wage and benefit offers, the union can gain more if it holds out longer in the contract talks. And a top union official warns the UAW could announce an expansion of its strikes at any time, depending upon how much progress it makes in its negotiations with the automakers. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Baba Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Really appreciate you being here today. We have an excellent program for you here. We have my friend and special guest in the studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner-operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be back. And again, hopefully we can give some great information to your listeners and be of value to them.
Excellent, excellent. I know you will. You're always full of wonderful information. And for our listeners, write down this phone number. You are going to be very interested. If this service is in your anywhere on your radar, you're going to want to reach out to Ben. It's 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. And that's the toll-free number for Home Downsizing Solutions. And you could also go online. It's a brand-new website. It's an awesome site. Check it out at homedownsizing.com, homedownsizing.com. And, Ben, remind us again, tell us about the services offered by Home Downsizing Solutions.
Absolutely, Steve. One of the things I guess I like to phrase I like to use is we provide the fastest, easiest, most convenient way to sell a house and downsize or move into senior living. We attempt to do everything that we can to make it as easy and stress-free for the homeowner and the families involved. Often, of course, you know there are families involved to help a person get from point A to point B, and especially if they're out of the area, if there's multiple siblings involved, we... By being able to buy the house in its as-is condition, with or without all the stuff, and allow a person to stay in the house sometimes for up to 90 days, sometimes or more if we have arrangements for that, just doing everything that we can to make selling the house and moving to senior living or downsizing as easy as possible so that the family doesn't have to stress about that house.
You know what? I am going to speak with one of my latest clients about Home Downsizing Solutions. Long story short, we were going to look for a place for both the husband and wife. unfortunately, he very unexpectedly passed away. And they did not see that one coming. I mean, he had some health issues, but this was a total surprise, horrible situation. And so I had to shift gears and then look for placement just for mom rather than mom and dad. And so it kind of narrowed the scope a little bit, a little closer to the kids' house. And the kids are saying, hey, we don't want to deal with the house. She's saying, I want out of the house. And she's kind of throwing a lot of stuff away, and she's wanting to move fairly soon. So that might be kind of a perfect opportunity for Home Downsizing Solutions to come in. And you buy the house as is. In as is condition, you can take what you need and just walk away.
Correct. If a person doesn't want to or isn't able to do repairs and updates, if the house needs that, that's the typical house that we work with does need some repairs and updating. If they don't want to get the house into a show-ready condition and have showings or have the house kept in show-ready condition and prepared for showings at any given time, then we can be an excellent alternative to a traditional listing. So, again, we just do whatever we can to make it as easy as possible for the person to or family to sell that house and focus on the more important things, which is getting a parent or loved one to a better place for them.
Yep, absolutely. And the niche that you have really developed and carved out over all of these years is really focusing on a senior looking to move from their home to a senior care community. That's kind of a segment, if you will, that you serve very, very well.
Well, thank you. That's obviously what I've tried to do for years. Again, the first 10 years that I was in this business, I focused, really didn't focus on any specific place and quite frankly wasn't quite sure why a person would sell a house in any other manner besides through an agent.
Yeah.
But it was after the 2008 market correction that more and more seniors or people that owned their house a long time didn't have to sell. They had no absolute need to sell, but they wanted to. And so they found the services that we offer, making it very easy to sell the house in its as-is current condition, with or without the stuff, and they could just easily move to the new home that they wanted to get into. And so that's what really taught me about how important the service was and why now I focus on helping people that want to downsize and move to senior living.
Absolutely. If this is on your radar, if this is raising some questions and you're like, well, now, wait a minute, maybe we need to look into that, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or go online to the brand new website. It's a very nice website, homedownsizing.com, just like it sounds, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, speaking of the traditional real estate market, I'm hearing that houses, at least in the Midwest and especially where I live, they're still going, 20 showings in a day and 10 offers over list. So it's still very, very hot in our area.
In general, I think that's correct. Even though interest rates have doubled or so approximately in the last 12 months or so, Because of that, some of the issues are that people aren't selling their house and moving because if they sold their house, if they have a 3% interest rate on, they don't want to buy a different house and now be looking at a 6 or 7% interest rate.
Yeah.
So people are staying put, which is reducing the supply of housing on the market. And so that's even though interest rates have gone up as much as they have, it's still a pretty good market for sellers out there. I'd say from what I've seen and heard, it's more difficult for if a person has, again, repairs, if a house needs repairs and updates, maybe not quite so much of a hot market than it was 12 months ago. But certainly if the house is in great condition and is what buyers are looking for, then it still is a very difficult market to find a home,
yeah,
and a very good market if you're looking to sell.
And that's right. And I guess the caveat is there is demand if that is a walk-in, livable, ready-to-go house that's in basically new condition, or it's been completely updated, overhauled, and the new buyer just literally walks in and they set up shop and they don't have to do anything. If you're in a house that your parents have lived in for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it's probably not in, retail ready. I wouldn't think.
Correct. And that typically I would agree with you there that most retail buyers are going to see, some dating, some things that need to be updated, some repairs that need to be done. And yes, they're going to be more critical of that house that doesn't have new kitchens, new bathrooms, all the new things. And that's a big question. If a person wants to sell a house, do you want to call contractors? Do you want to work with get multiple contractors for bids and everything that comes with that to ensure that all the work is being done up in good quality too? So yeah. You don't just want something done and thrown together. So that's all things that a person needs to take into account if the house does need repairs and updates, of which avenue to sell that house is best for them.
And a lot of these older homes that need, repairs, updates, et cetera, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars, maybe $50,000 to $100,000, depending on the size of the house and a lot of other factors. But I'll tell you what, if I'm the adult children and I've kind of inherited this house, I don't think I want to deal with all that. I would rather just call you and say, hey, why don't we just talk about selling this as is so I can just really conveniently just walk away.
Correct. It's, you watch all the DIY shows and it's a great thought of bringing in people and making a house brand new again. And some people are very good at that. But if a family is, especially if a family is the siblings or the kids are out of the area and they need to help the parent or loved one get to someplace better, then it can turn into a nightmare as well.
Yeah, I personally would not want to take that on. Right? So again, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or go online at homedownsizing.com. We'll have more with Ben coming up in just a minute. But first of all, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. To own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you must be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. 56% of adults feel behind on retirement. Are you one of them? People are living longer, which means people need more saved up. Make sure to not fall trap to a guide that tells you when you should retire, because everyone's situation is different. Are you going to have to work longer? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To own a home downsizing solutions franchise, you must be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
A person to become a franchisee with Home Downsizing Solutions does not have to be a real estate professional. And I'm primarily looking for a person that is possibly or probably already in the senior living space or providing services to seniors in some manner and would like or understands, I guess, and sees the value of providing a real estate solution to seniors that want to sell a house and downsize. And so if a person wants to be of value to seniors, that's really what we're looking for with that. But yes, a person does not have to be a real estate professional to purchase a franchise.
Okay, that is really good to know. And I think it's really important to cover that because I think a lot of people probably think, oh, well, you have to be a realtor. Or they make some assumptions that, well, that's not totally true.
That's correct. A person does not have to be a licensed agent in order to become involved with this.
And in fact, you don't have to be a licensed agent at all to buy someone's house in an as-is condition and help them, you know, with that transition to that next step into senior care, et cetera. A license is not required at all.
Correct. In my case, I do have a license. For me personally, I think that's a good thing because
sure,
that way I can offer a homeowner multiple solutions. If I was just an agent and wanted to just list houses, I've known of circumstances where agents have pushed a homeowner in that one direction because that was the only solution they could provide.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, if a homeowner or a home buyer is not licensed, then they're hesitant to offer any other solution. So that's another reason why we're a great fit for people, is because we can offer multiple solutions for getting a house sold for individuals.
Just another reason to reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005.
That's 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. I almost said homedownsizingsolutions.com. That still works, doesn't it?
That does still work, yes. Either way.
Okay, but we're gonna shorten it up, make it so easy to remember, homedownsizing.com. All right, and then, Ben, on the break, you had mentioned another service, and just another way to help your clients getting creative.
Correct. The one thing that I've always tried to do over the 25-plus years now that I've been in this business is always trying to stay in front of competition, I guess you might say, always trying to, more importantly, provide the services that people want from a home buying company and provide the best services with the best value for them. And so one thing that I'm considering offering is the ability for people to sell a house and stay in the house. So some people may have heard of those services out there. There's not a lot of them, but I think there are a couple of them that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am considering adding that to our list of services as well. So if a person wants to stay in a house, but especially, and to step back a little bit, I have heard that I think up to 90% of seniors want to stay in their house as long as possible.
That is absolutely a fact.
That is a fact. And,
yep.
And I don't blame them a bit. If I was comfortable in my home that I've been in for years and years, I think I'd want to stay in the house too. And so I think a lot of times, or sometimes I should say, a person wants to stay in a house, but maybe there are modifications that need to be made to the house in order to be safe in that house. And that's something that I think we could do if we were to purchase a house, make the modifications that a person wants or needs,
mm-hmm.
and then let the person rent the house back or have some type of arrangement
mm-hmm.
if they need in-home care. I think we could work that into the equation as well.
Okay.
So, again,
that's more
just
of a,
looking
kind of a turnkey approach in with that type of a service.
Correct. Again, just looking to take what a person, a homeowner wants to see happen and figure out how we can best serve them for that.
Okay, that sounds very, very interesting. So yet, this is, again, another way to serve clients and meet their needs, because this isn't a one-size-fits-all situation. Some people may want to sell their house, and maybe they're ready to move to a senior care community, but it might be a few weeks or maybe a month and a half before their assisted living apartment's available. So that's the solution for them. Maybe this is a retail sale solution. Ben can help you with that. Maybe you want to stay in the house, but you want to sell the house and then have that wrapped into this holistic approach with home modifications, bringing in care, et cetera. So all of these solutions are available to you. Again, with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, let's not forget to mention your book. I looked at that again, and it's loaded with great information.
Well, thanks, Steve. That's obviously what I have tried to do by creating that, is to give a person that is looking to downsize or sell a house and downsize or move to senior living as much information about the process of selling a house as I can. The other thing that I'll mention here today is I am looking at writing another book.
Okay.
That is hopefully going to be of more value to individuals, that would have the same content as this Home Downsizing Secrets does, but also have more information about the different steps before selling a house.
Okay.
And you might say the different services available or that could be available to help a person that wants to sell a house and downsize. So, senior placement services, for instance,
yeah.
Senior move managers. And so I think there's a lot of other information that I can incorporate into that book, again, to have the book be of more value. And that's something that I'm always trying to do. And so if your listeners have any ideas of what they would like to see in the book that would help them out, I'm always open to new ideas, of course.
Absolutely. So give your feedback. First of all, request a copy of the book. Ben, how much is the book?
The book is free.
Okay. And what's it called again?
Home Downsizing Secrets.
Okay. And how would they get in touch with you and request a copy of Home Downsizing Secrets?
They can go to the website, homedownsizingsecrets.com. And the book is free. They just pay shipping and handling. And that's really the best way to contact us for the book at this point.
Okay. And if you have any ideas, just say, hey, Ben, I think this would be a good idea for your next book. So that's really cool that you're writing another one. Again, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again, Steve. And as always, hopefully the listeners receive some value. And if they have any ideas what they'd like me to speak about in regards to downsizing, I'd love to talk about that.
Excellent, excellent. Reach out to Ben right away, and he will take great care of you. And with that, don't go away. I'll be right back in just a minute.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Are you ready for some scare fun? Well, then come join Reading Rotary Haunted House at the Monolith on October 19th through the 22nd and October 26th through the 29th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Sponsored by Wind River, SPI, and Bud Light. There's going to be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of fun scares to be had. Tickets are available at the door or online at readinghauntedhouse.org. If you'd like to also scare others, sign up at readinghauntedhouse.org.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And never letting up with the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the never lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life The bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You joined because you were not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So I have been talking with a lot of people over the last, 4, 5, 6 months about moving from their home to one of these continuing care retirement communities. And there are so many moving parts to this. And in fact, in my opinion, it's definitely the most difficult transition to try to navigate just because of the complexity and all of the different multiple levels of care that are offered, as well as the various pricing models. So I just wanted to talk about that today. And I very recently had a meeting with a really nice family, and they're like, you know, we're not sure. We definitely want to move into a place that has assisted living that is connected to long-term care. So we have that continuum. But we may or we may not move into independent living because, I mean, we're living in our own home. They have a beautiful home. They said, we may just do independent living here. And I said, okay, well, that makes sense. So, but they're not sure which way they want to go. We talked about all the different options. So I also want to talk to you about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about a CCRC. What is that? And in healthcare, we have so many acronyms and abbreviations. I don't want to be that guy throwing them around and then expect that everyone else knows what that is. So if you hear the term CCRC, what that stands for is a continuing care retirement community. And what that means is that they have the big three and is designed to age in place. So they have independent living, and then they have assisted living, and then they have available long-term care. And the whole concept of that is you sell your house, you move into a nice independent living apartment. Some places do have villas, although most of the inventory in our area here in the Kansas City market are apartments. But around the entire country, you have a variety of options. You have, and I would still say the majority would be apartments, but you have freestanding villas, very nice. You have duplexes, fourplexes, and you have a lot of other options. So the concept is to move into independent living where you don't have to deal with mowing the lawn and home ownership maintenance and all of that. Okay. And they make one or two meals for you per day there. So you can still do some cooking. You have a fully equipped kitchen in your independent living apartment, and you are on your own. This is your space. You're fully independent, but you're clearly not alone. You are around other people. So there are socialization opportunities. Typically, they'll have some transportation that can take you out to the grocery store maybe once a week, do some general shopping once a week, do some activities, that kind of thing. Go to the ball game, go to a musical performance, go to a movie, et cetera, et cetera. So that is independent living, and the idea is to, again, it's a lifestyle change. You let your hair down. You don't have to worry about all of this stuff, and they provide housekeeping and everything else. So super convenient. And then
As you age in place, the whole concept, you age in place, and they've got you covered. So if you need some help down the road a little ways with your ADLs, that's activities of daily living, help with your bathing, dressing, grooming, dispensing your medications, help using the restroom, help with some incontinence support and management to a point. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. They distribute your medications. I think I mentioned that. There's transportation to go out to see your doctor. Many doctors will come to you and make a house call. A huge amount of social activities, social engagement is something I believe that's just generally undervalued, but it's super, super important. So a lot of support in the assisted living level. So if you need some help, a little bit of help or a lot of help with some of those items, then you can easily transition down the hall or maybe across the campus if it's a campus style of an arrangement and receive that type of support and care. And then if you decline further and you need more help that falls really more into the heavier care category, maybe you have some medical situations or conditions that need to be managed and intended to, you can then transition, again, down the hall or across the campus to long-term care. And they've got you covered. They've got all of your care needs covered for life. That's the whole concept of it, and to where you can age in place. Now, some of these are in one building, and they're usually pretty good-sized buildings that just kind of go and go and go. But you have part of it is independent living. You go down the hall to assisted living. Go across the hall or down the hall again to long-term care, and you literally never have to change your address. Everything is right there for you. Some of them are campus-style models with separate buildings for each level of care, and they may have multiple independent living buildings, and then you have typically, you'll have one, maybe a couple of assisted living buildings, and then typically you'll have one long-term care building. And so it may be on a campus type of a setting. And we have a couple here in the Kansas City area, and I know other places around the country have this as well, but it's like a small city. I mean, it really is. It's like a small city. One of them in particular, they have their own ambulance and their own fire service, fire department. So it literally is a small city. But most of them are smaller than that. But anyway, some of them are a rental-only type of an entrance. So when you start at independent living, their model is rental-only. They don't have that upfront deposit, the large deposit. And you just – their approach or their model is that you just pay for what you use or what you need as you go along. I would say more often than not, most places would have what's called an entrance deposit, which means that you're writing a six-figure check, typically a couple hundred thousand, upwards of maybe 600, 800,000. You get in some of the places with a much higher cost of living, it could easily be over $1 million. I've done a couple of searches in the California area, and they were well over $1 million. But the cost of living was really high in that particular area, in the Palo Alto, California area. But the bottom line is there's a large upfront fee, and typically it's a 90-10, maybe an 80-20, where let's say it's a 90-10. 90% of that entrance fee is refunded to you if you should choose to move, or if you should choose to live there and age in place, and then you pass away at some point, and most people do that, then 90% of that goes back to your estate. Okay, so that's how that works. And then part of that contract is, you know, you've paid this money in, you're going to get most of it back. There's an opportunity cost because you're not making money on your money while you're there. Pretty obvious. But we guarantee that we will provide you the care that you need. So there, you're buying a lot of peace of mind with these entrance deposit models. Now, there's also another one called a life care community, and that is where over a period of time, so there's one that just comes to mind, over 50 months, 2% per month is an amortization schedule. So 2% from my pile goes to their pile. And in 50 months, my pile's down to zero. Their pile is up to whatever that entrance fee was, say $300,000. Well, what do I get for that? And for that life care agreement or life care community and that type of a contract, what you get is, and again, just the particular one I'm thinking of off the top of my head, let's say you move into independent living and it's $4,000 a month. Well, they lock you into that price for life. So you move to assisted living and you're paying $4,000 and maybe the market rate is $7,000. You're saving $3,000 a month. It's a big discount. Let's say you move to long-term care. You're paying $4,000, and let's say the monthly cost there is $10,000. Now you're saving $6,000 a month. So what you're doing is you're essentially prepaying for discounted future health care costs. That's exactly how that works. And again, I've been working with so many families over the past several months that need my expertise to help them determine the best options. And if that describes you, if you're like, now, wait a minute. Now, we've been thinking about this, but we didn't know that. And look, I'm just scratching the surface on this. There is so much to be aware of, and there's so much to uncover and understand that, I mean, this is clearly the most complex one to try to have to figure out, again, because of all of these moving parts. So if this is getting your attention, if you need help trying to navigate this to make sure that you find the right fit and the best place available, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. And look, this number is good all over the country. I've helped people all over the country. Okay, so it doesn't have to be just here in Kansas City. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I have a whole lot more about CCRCs coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog. For a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder, visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org. Sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. It was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
ChatGPT. No doubt you've heard about this new AI language tool, but what is ChatGPT and what can it do? We asked Andy Kurtzig from Just Answer.
ChatGPT is a new technology that is essentially a search engine on steroids. It essentially takes, let's say, the first three results that you might get on Google and summarizes them and then is a really good writer and sort of explains it to you in a well-written way.
Mm-hmm.
It's also interactive, so you can go back and forth in a conversation.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Some of the rooms anymore, they're just sitting in there collecting dust, quite literally. And it's becoming a little overwhelming. And we just want to shed. We love our house. We raised our family in our home. We've been here for 30 years or a long time. But it's getting to be a lot, and we're ready for a lifestyle change. And again, so for people like that, and they want to move into a continuing care retirement community where the whole concept is literally to age in place and have all of your care needs provided for you, no matter what. Okay, then you would be a candidate to move into the independent living portion of that continuing care retirement community. And again, you kind of let your hair down. You don't have to worry about if the hot water heater breaks and, and going with cold water for a day or two until the plumber comes out to fix it and you pay the plumber $1,200 to replace your hot, all that stuff. You don't have to worry about if the roof leaks, you have to have the companies come out and fix it, repair the sheetrock and the ceiling and leaves in the gutter and your sump pump's not working. You got some water in your basement. You don't worry about any of that stuff. Mowing your lawn when it's 108 degrees out, like we had a few days in Kansas City, yuck, right? And so, or dealing with snow if it's cold or whatever it is, you don't have to deal with it ever again. And so that's really super attractive to a lot of people. And then, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I have quite a few clients who say, I don't want to spend $4,000 a month
for an independent living apartment. I get the attraction, but Steve, my house is paid off. I love my house. It's not overwhelming to me. So I think I'm going to stay in my own house, and that's my independent living. And then when we get to the point where we're going to start needing some support and some care at that assisted living level, at that point, we will move. And so I've had a lot of people ask the question, well, to move into a continuing care retirement community, do you have to start in independent living? And the answer is no. For most places, you can just go straight into the assisted living portion of the community, become a resident there, and then you age in place. And if you need more help than that, then you just transition to the long-term care part of it. All right, so that happens. Now, I would say a footnote to that. There are a number of continuing care retirement communities that are closed off to the public as far as trying to come straight into assisted living or try to come straight into long-term care. I'm thinking of one place off the top of my head to where they have so many independent living apartments and so many residents living in independent living that they have a very high number of them at some point will transition to their assisted living part, and they will transition to their long-term care. They have enough internal built-in demand to where they need all of their capacity in assisted living and long-term care just to accommodate their own independent living residents, if that makes sense. So some places are like that. So if you want to go to this one particular place, again, I'm thinking of off the top of my head, you do have to come into independent living, but I would say the majority of them don't have that kind of an issue. And you, if as long as they have availability, their assisted living and long-term care beds and apartments are always reserved first for internal candidates or internal residents. And then if they have any space over and above that, then they would bring in or consider allowing in an admission from outside of their community. So hopefully that makes sense. But you can go either way on that. Okay, and then here is a huge warning, and I'm not going to do the consumer alert and all that, but you need to understand this really, really, really clearly. Not all continuing care retirement communities have memory care. Let me repeat that. Not all CCRCs have memory care. And I'll tell you, there are some CCRCs that they don't even provide assisted living. They're independent living and long-term care, and they have a home care company that comes in to basically emulate assisted living in your independent living apartment, and that is essentially the same as hiring a home care company. That gets super, super expensive if you need too many hours per day. So that's something to consider. So there's so many wrinkles to this. It can get really confusing. I'm not confused by it, but I think most people are if they're not used to this or they're not from this business segment. So here's the challenge with no memory care. Someone there may say, "Oh yeah, we take care of residents with memory issues," and that's true. That's true. So if you're like, oh, okay, well, hey, that's great. So you move in, and then let's say, you know, your husband has dementia. He's pleasantly confused, and he gets along just fine. They do a good job for him. They're doing a great job for him. And he's happy, and they're happy, and everything's going great. And then one day, he decides he's going home. Now, he has dementia, and home in his mind might be somewhere he lived 30 years ago. And he knows, he's looking around, and he's like, he's confused because, God bless him, he has dementia. He's like, well, wait a minute, this is a pretty nice place, but this isn't where I live. I need to go home. So he puts his coat on, he walks out the front door, and he's going to walk home. And all of a sudden, they check, your husband's gone, they have to call the police. There's an APB out trying to find him because, you know, it's really cold outside and he could be injured or worse because of exposure and traffic and all kinds of terrible things can happen. And they find him and they bring him back and they say, all of a sudden they say, I'm sorry, but you're not going to be able to live here any longer because we don't have memory care. What? You told us that you can provide care for someone with dementia. We can, but now your husband is an elopement risk or a flight risk, and we don't have a separate memory care unit, and that's what he's going to need. We can't guarantee his safety, so you're going to have to move, and you get a discharge notice. That can happen, okay? And I'm not even making this. I'm not making it up. I'm telling you that this can happen. Okay.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel widened its attacks to include targets in Syria and the occupied West Bank. For days, Israel's been on the verge of launching a ground offensive in Gaza following Hamas's October 7th rampage through a series of Israeli communities. Tanks and troops have been massed at the Gaza border waiting for the command to cross. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells Meet the Press U.S. is working with Israeli authorities to negotiate the release of hostages being held by militants, including some Americans.
Israel continues to discover, uncover people who were killed, who were slaughtered, and I use that term very advisedly, slaughtered on October 7th. So what we don't know for sure is whether some of the unaccounted for are dead and have simply not been uncovered yet, or whether the hostage, but we have a pretty strong idea that some number of the 10 at least are being held in Gaza by Hamas.
Blinken also had a warning.
We don't want to see our forces or our personnel come under fire, but if that happens, we're ready for it.
Also at townhall.com, former Vice President Mike Pence's campaign piggy bank, a little short.
The Pence campaign ended September with just $1.1 million, a low number for a presidential contest and far less than his rivals. Furthermore, his campaign has $621,000 in debt, more than half the cash he has remaining. With dwindling funds and consistently low poll numbers, the former vice president isn't just scrambling to qualify for the upcoming third GOP debate. He and his team are evaluating how to remain in the race for the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A manhunt for a suspect in the fatal shooting of a Maryland judge continues for a fourth day as authorities completed their search of an area where the suspect's SUV was found. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. relieffactor.com.
new pepper is the world's hottest.
The South Carolina hot pepper expert who set a world record for the hottest pepper a decade ago is at it again. Ed Curry has broken the record with Pepper X, a crossbreed of the Carolina Reaper, which was Curry's old record holder. Pepper X comes in at 2.69 million Scoville units, the scientific measurement for a pepper's hotness. A regular jalapeno registers around 5,000 units. Curry said he ate a Pepper X and felt the heat for 3.5 hours. John Scott reporting.
The varsity and JV football teams in Lahaina, Maui, played their first home game since the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century destroyed the town. It was homecoming, and for many of the fans, coaches, and the players themselves, being back at the stadium was the closest thing to feeling at home in the months since that August 8th fire. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Mortgage rates surge, continue their upward trend.
The cost of financing a home surged again this week, with the average long-term U.S. mortgage rate at its highest level since December 2000. Seattle area realtor Max Rombach.
The majority of the people who have bought in the last couple of years, they refinanced to 2.5%, 3.8% mortgages.
According to Freddie Mac, the average rate on the benchmark 30-year home loan rose to 7.63%. Rombach says,
when the interest rates drop, we expect them to drop pretty quickly. And earlier this year, we saw a 0.5% interest rate drop. And I'm telling you, like, the floodgates opened and all the buyers came off the fence.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police in the Texas panhandle town of Borger say a man was killed, three others wounded this weekend when several people began shooting during a fight over the weekend. No arrests made. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program about all things pertaining to health. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those together for you each weekend is my job, and your job is to participate. You're already participating by listening, but you can also participate if you're listening to our live show by calling 877-726-8255. That number gets you directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment with me here on the air, 877-726-8255. And we've got some very interesting stuff in store for you on today's program. We're going to take a deep dive later this hour on the subject of immunity and a remarkable substance that has over 80 scientific studies that support its use in bolstering immune resilience. Got lots of other things to share with you, but yet another week of terrible news from the Middle East. And yes, there is a medical perspective on what's going on over there. According to recent reports, there's a drug that Hamas terrorists may have taken to help them cold-bloodedly slaughter Israelis. This news comes from Israel after an investigation of Hamas terrorists who were killed in the attacks, and on their persons, Captagon pills were found in their pockets. And so it suggests that Hamas terrorists who carried out the surprise attack on October 7th were under the influence of Captagon. So what is Captagon? It is a cheap synthetic amphetamine-type stimulant that has been clandestinely produced in labs in southern Europe and trafficked through Turkey to the Middle East. They say the pills were recovered from the pockets of many terrorists who were killed on Israeli soil. This stimulant drug, Captagon, is sometimes referred to as cocaine for the poor, and is thought to have emboldened the terrorists to commit heinous acts with stone-cold calmness and indifference. And at the same time, it kept them highly alert and hyped up for extended periods. It suppressed their appetite so that they could go on their killing spree for hours on end. And it first gained notoriety, this Captagon, in 2015 when it was discovered to be used by ISIS fighters to suppress fear prior to carrying out terrorist operations. Captagon belongs to the amphetamine family. It was initially developed to address attention deficit disorder, narcolepsy, which is daytime drowsiness and depression, but it was not deemed a safe drug to be approved by the EU or the FDA. It's highly addictive. It has the potential for inducing psychotic reactions, so it was deemed unsafe, but it continues to enjoy popularity in the Middle East, not just among combatants, but also among the general populace. It is said to be used by a lot of desperate civilians residing in conflict zones to give them a sense of relief. There was an investigation conducted by the New York Times that revealed that there's a connection to Syrian dictator Bashar Assad, whose family members seem to have established a thriving industry for the production of Captagon. So this suggests that there is a kind of a narco-terrorism linkage in countries in the Middle East. They estimate that Captagon's exports from Syria alone reach a minimum of $3.5 billion. That's as of 2020. And so that's even greater than the combined value of Syria's legal export industries. So they're making a lot of money off it. Its use extends to Saudi Arabia, and Kuwaiti authorities seized 9 million Captagon pills in 2021 hidden in a shipment of oranges. It's also been intercepted in Dubai, and there's a lot going on there around the use of this illegal street drug, but there's a precedent for this. And the precedent is back in Nazi Germany, when it was thought that the Blitzkrieg, which was the lightning attack of Germany, first on Poland and then on France, highly motorized army, which penetrated hundreds of miles into enemy territory, rapidly flanking their opposing armies. The Blitzkrieg was said to be fueled by something called Pervitin, which was an amphetamine-like drug, first developed by the Germans in 1937. Berlin-based pharmaceutical company Temmler Werke started to make Pervitin, and they were popular among the general populace, but they kind of fit in with Nazi ideology, because while the Nazis discouraged the use of escapist drugs like opium and other sedating drugs, by the way, the Germans first invented heroin, so often drug addicts were sent to concentration camps or exterminated, the Germans prized action and alertness, and therefore the new drug Pervitin became very popular in 1939 and 1940. The Germans soon discovered that the drug had addictive potential and negative side effects. And so the German military began to cut back on allocations of methamphetamines. They used to issue it as a ration to troops to keep them active. And by the end of 1942, its use was sharply curtailed. But then if we go even further back in the historical record, there are additional precedents for using mind-altering drugs for warriors. Think the Vikings. You know the expression going berserk? Well, the term going berserk comes from the word berserkers, who refer to a band of fierce Norse warriors who struck fear into the hearts of their foes with their wild exploits, sometimes charging naked into their opposing lines. And it was thought that their craziness was fueled via the use of psychedelic mushrooms. The reason they took off their clothes was because some of these medications are thermogenic. They make you feel hot. And so their psychotic fury was also associated with a sense of, I got to take my clothes off and attack. It is also thought, there's alternative theories about that. They don't exactly know that this was a hallucinogenic mushroom. It is also thought that a certain herb, which is called Hyoscyamus niger, or henbane, more popularly known, was part of the fuel for these psychotic killers. So, yeah, there's throughout the history of warfare and savagery, people have turned to drugs to embolden them in the face of combat. And the results have been horrible. The U.S. not exempt from the use of controversial medications for alertness. One, in particular, Provigil, has been a favorite of special forces. And, in fact, the Ministry of Defense of the U.K. has admitted to buying thousands of Provigil pills around the time of the Gulf War, in which they participated. And it is actually something that is part of the kit sometimes for special forces warriors. They're given a little leeway in terms of arranging their medical self-management, sometimes stocking antibiotics and pain medications in their medicine kits, and also pills to enhance their endurance and their vigilance. Provigil, one among many used in warfare. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free full script account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including methyl action. Methyl action contains B vitamins in their active forms, promoting a vital process called methylation, which helps maintain normal homocysteine levels, supporting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health. Methyl action is a good choice for anyone who wants to support their overall health and well-being. It is especially beneficial for individuals wanting to keep their homocysteine levels within normal range and want to age gracefully. For more information and to order methyl action, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Methyl action.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle-car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. That number is available to you 24-7, 365. So if you had a thought or a concern or question come up anytime during the week, You can call 877-726-8255 and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Why do physicians dislike the Arma thyroid? I've been taking it since I was 21 years old, and I'm 80 years old. That's the only medication that makes me feel like I have a sense of well-being.
Okay, so that's a medication that really works for you. Good. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what Arma thyroid is. It's natural thyroid, and it's made by the Arma company, which, by the way, is, you could get Arma hot dogs, right? Okay, because they have big animal processing plants, and they make pork and beef products. And when you are slaughtering livestock, you can extract their thyroid glands, set them aside, and then purify them into medication, which gives you a reasonable facsimile to what your normal human thyroid makes. So it is natural thyroid. And this is actually the way that thyroid therapy originated, way back when it was first discovered that there is such a thing as hypothyroidism. They used ground-up animal thyroid that was purified and gave it to people and turned them around completely. And so what happened around, I guess it was probably around the 1960s or 1970s, they came up with the idea that we can improve on nature. And the new thought was that while Arma thyroid contains the two main things that are present in thyroid, two main types of thyroid hormones, thyroxin and liothyronine, T4 and T3, you could simply make T4, and the body converts T4 to T3. So why give people a combination of T4, T3? That's so old-fashioned. Some doctors disparagingly referred to it as piggy thyroid. And, oh, by the way, the pharmaceutical industry could very, very carefully regulate it and make sure that dose by dose, if you were getting 50 or 75 or 100 or 125, you were getting exactly, precisely the amount of T4 that your doctor wanted you to have, and then your body would go along and make the T3, which is the active form of thyroid. Well, the problem is that for a lot of people, well, for some people that works. For other people, the conversion from T4 to T3 is not good. And therefore, I've seen countless patients who have been on the synthetic, L-thyroxin, Synthroid, call it what you will. These are medications that doctors prefer, but they don't deliver the T3. And people don't feel as well. And when we switch them to natural thyroid, which is a combination of T4 and T3, it's like a light bulb went off. They actually feel good for the first time in their lives. So disadvantages of Arma thyroid, there's a problem with standardization because, yeah, you take a grand up animal parts, and even though you purify them and you can assay them for purity, there's going to be some imprecision in the amount of thyroid that's delivered. And some doctors think that's dangerous. And frankly, too much thyroid can be dangerous. It can cause palpitations. It can cause bone loss. It can set your teeth on edge. It can, make you feel hyper. So it was thought that the T4 is safer because there's a slow conversion of T4 to T3. And that may be particularly the case in elderly folks, older individuals who are more prone to atrial fibrillation and heart palpitations. And so Medicare does not cover Arma thyroid. It covers only the synthetic, which is kind of biased. I'm a little cautious in prescribing Arma thyroid in seniors because of that very problem, is that sometimes you can rev people up too much. But I have many patients in your age group, octogenarians, even nonagenarians, who we carefully continue to prescribe the natural thyroid for. And I think there's also studies that suggest that quality of life is improved when people take the natural thyroid. It's actually superior to the synthetic. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals Dark Chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate, with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high-flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavanaturals.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And as part of my medical training, when I was a medical student, I studied also, and I went outside the conventional medical training to study traditional Chinese medicine. And it involved studies of herbs, and I learned how to do acupuncture, and also familiarize myself with their diagnostic techniques, which are quite different from Western diagnostic techniques. They didn't have lab tests, they didn't have high tech, but they placed a lot of emphasis on pulse diagnosis and also tongue diagnosis. So if you go to a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, they'll say, stick your tongue out, and from the pattern on your tongue, they will discern what type of condition you have. And I actually vividly remember picture atlases of different tongue appearances that would pertain to various types of imbalances in the body. And so there's a modern update to this. I mean, this is obviously thought by conventional medicine to be quackery or superstition, but there really is something to this. Now with new high-tech tools, first we had facial recognition, then we had a photo analysis with pattern recognition via machine learning and AI, which can train the algorithm to discern what certain patterns connote. And so if you look at a lot of pictures and then you correlate the pictures with what medical conditions people have, that is looking at their tongues, you can train the machine to be able to discern the potential problem the patient has. And so there's an update to this ancient practice from researchers at the University of South Australia in collaboration with the Middle Technical University in Iraq. They used a USB web camera and computer to capture tongue images from 50 patients with diabetes, renal failure, and anemia. And they compared the appearance of the tongues with a database of 9,000 tongue images and basically trained the algorithm using imaging processing techniques. They correctly diagnosed the diseases in 94% of cases. So, wow, that is pretty impressive. A study performed in the Ukraine in 2022 amidst all the strife over there, they're still conducting research. They analyzed tongue images of 135 COVID patients via smartphone, and they showed that 64% of patients with a mild infection had a pale pink tongue, 62% of patients with a moderate infection had a red tongue, 99% of patients with a severe COVID infection had a dark red tongue, which in traditional Chinese medicine is an ominous sign, a very dark red, you know, beefsteak color, you know, rare cooked beef appearance. That is a sign of impending severe disease. So they say the previous studies using diagnostic systems have accurately diagnosed appendicitis, diabetes, and thyroid disease. They're certainly doing this with breast imaging. You know, that's making it easier on the eyeballs of radiologists. Pathologists are using it to evaluate, say, cancer biopsies to, you know, because you basically, your eyes water when you look at all these images day in, day out, hour after hour. And they can use AI to spot potential problems. And then a human observer obviously has to weigh in on whether their conclusions are valid. But it's fascinating that this ancient science has the potential to help us diagnose disease. The lead researcher on this says it's possible to diagnose 80% accuracy more than 10 diseases that cause a visible change in tongue color. In our study, we achieved a 94% accuracy with 3 diseases, so the potential is there to fine-tune this research even further. And I think it's there because they only looked at a relatively few number of tongue images, and the more images you feed into the AI system, the more you can train it to discern patterns. So really, there's something to this. And by the way, this has the potential for remote diagnosis, because you could take an image of your tongue, send it to the system. A practitioner can then read the results and, with a fair degree of accuracy, remotely, with the means of a simple smartphone, you can come up with a fairly plausible differential diagnosis of what is ailing a person. That's pretty cool. 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of immunity with a supplement that has a high degree of plausibility for supporting immune function. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta-Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their 5th annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make a Dogs Day.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It's that time of year when lots of people are coming down with colds and flus, and COVID is still lingering. And we're all concerned about our immunity, especially in view of what has transpired over the past couple of years with the pandemic. And so immune resilience is a big theme here on Intelligent Medicine, and I'm very pleased to welcome an expert on this subject, Dr. Paul Anderson, who's a recognized educator and clinician in integrative and naturopathic medicine with a focus on complex infectious, chronic, and oncologic illness, that's cancer. He has worked at several medical school posts. He was professor of pharmacology in clinical medicine at Bastyr University, which is the nation's foremost naturopathic college, and is an expert on IV therapy, has written several books, contributed to several texts. He's Dr. Paul Anderson. Dr. Anderson, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks very much for joining us. Dr. Anderson? Hello? Hi, Dr. Anderson. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. And, you know, Dr. Anderson, you're kind of a big deal. You know, to paraphrase the movie, The Anchorman. So it's really a pleasure talking to you. We've never interviewed you before, but you're here to come talk to us about an exciting breakthrough for immunity, which is Empower with the active ingredient AHCC. So tell us about Empower and what it can do for people's immune system.
Yeah, this is an excellent time to really talk about this, because this is when, at least, you know, on the news, we start hearing about cold and flu season and people getting sick and all of that. So Empower is, AHCC is an acronym for a long set of words that are basically very highly extracted and cultured from a couple of particular mushroom families. And I've been using it for, gosh, well over 10 years, probably 15 years, both in my regular patient population and also in my cancer patient population. And we can talk about why both later. But AHCC, this time of year especially, if you're, let's say you're the average person who, you know, may get a cold once a year, may get the flu, but you're doing pretty good. It actually has the ability, even in otherwise healthy people, to keep the immune system more balanced and more engaged when your coworkers and people at the store, et cetera, are bringing more viruses around you and, you know, other infectious material. So the reason I like it is that, number one, it's very powerful because it's concentrated, but it can help somebody who normally doesn't have a lot of trouble, but we all get challenged during the, you know, cold and flu season.
I personally take it every day, and I frequently prescribe it for patients, so I won't go a day without it. I'm very much a fan of HCC. Have been for, you know, perhaps as long as you, or even longer, a couple of decades.
Probably, yeah. I remember actually the very first time I took it myself. I was traveling, and I'd been exposed to a number of sick people, as we do, and I was amazed at the amount of immune response that it really helped to generate, which is one way you can tell if these things are working. So I think that's a, you know, kind of a good place for people to start, is it works kind of regardless of where your immune system is at, because the underlying way it works is it helps some of the specific cells, like the natural killer cells, which do just what they're named to do. They roam the body and bump into things that shouldn't be there and kill them. Those are extremely important, whether it's, you know, a cold or influenza or even in cancer. And then there's some other cells that help in that process that it also helps to optimize. Something I was excited to see is there's actually been a couple of papers published in peer-reviewed journals about both influenza and then also SARS-CoV-2 and long COVID. And I thought we might talk about those.
Sure.
Because those are always exciting. There's a little difference between the two papers, but that's just the nature of science. So in the first one, was kind of our standard influenza A that most people get and have had multiple times, they did an animal study, which it's easier, of course, to expose animals to influenza. And the animals that were on the Empower at a human-adjusted dose for their size – had less infections, better survival, lower severity of the symptoms, but also the physical damage to the lungs, et cetera, that the influenza could cause, which there's not a lot of things that do that as well, in my opinion, as Empower. The other was a human study that was also with influenza, where they took healthy subjects from Michigan State, and then they randomized them to just the flu vaccine or the flu vaccine plus Empower. And again, the people that had Empower on top of their vaccination had much lower incidence of actually even manifesting the influenza. So I was very, you know, I've seen this in practice, but it's always nice to see it in a paper where they've actually looked at the data.
I understand there are also studies on human papillomavirus, HPV, which is thought to be something that predicts risk of cervical cancer. So that, you know, that condyloma is, you know, these so-called genital warts, which are a prelude to cancer. And, you know, we have the HPV vaccine now, but there's actually some studies on HCC against that virus.
Yes, that's also extremely exciting, because as you said in the intro, part of my patient population are cancer patients, and prevention, you know, it's easier to prevent any disease than it is to treat it usually. Mm-hmm. The particular, this was an MD Anderson study, and they did 6 months of treatment with people who, and it was a placebo control, so they got the active HCC Empower or a placebo over 6 months, and they were already infected with the human papillomavirus, which, as you know, is a large number of subsets of viruses. But the ones they were concerned about were the ones that are precursors to cancer, of course. And they actually had a little over 63% of the people in the treatment arm actually clear the virus, which is very hard to do, as we all know.
Like spontaneous remission, yes, which, you know, doesn't just usually happen. Yeah,
that just doesn't, you know, there's a lot of avenues to treat this, but actually clearing the virus where you can't find the virus anymore. So, and in the placebo group, of course, there was zero percent that had cleared the virus. So it was really very compelling data. And then there's a number of related studies that go into the mechanisms, why it might do this, et cetera. But the bottom line is that the – because patients always ask about this with respect to, well, could I just take, you know, those mushrooms in particular that it's made out of, or, you know, eat them or whatever, which never hurts to, you know, have mushrooms in your diet, et cetera. But the thing that makes AHCC and Empower so potent is the way that it's actually synthesized and cultured, so that you get literally orders of magnitude higher amount of mushroom activity than you could ever eat, for example, or, you know, mm-hmm. taking a regular pill. And when they do that, then, you know, the other studies, especially in the cancer arena, but also now in viral protection arena.
Do we have anything on COVID? Because you mentioned
Does. Yeah. So the underlying, you know, mechanism of getting these fighter cells, the cells that keep stuff out of you, or once it's in you, help to kill it. That's what the Empower really does. So in the case of COVID, though, they did in Japan, the government of Japan funded a human trial, and it was a very well done randomized double blind placebo controlled, you know, parallel group study, which is what everybody looks for drug treatment effect. And the bottom line that they looked at with was looking at prevention of the development of long COVID in this particular study. And what they found was that in the group, so when it's double blind, that means nobody knows who's getting what, and placebo control means that half are getting, you know, an inert product of placebo, the other
half. The so-called gold standard of scientific studies, yeah.
The gold standard to prove something works. And overall, what they found was that they did labs, of course, all the way through. The T cells, which are part of our cell-mediated immunity, and then the natural killer cells, which are kind of global immune cells, had a much higher response to the SARS-CoV-2 virus in the patients that were getting it, the Empower. The other thing, which was very, very not only interesting but very hopeful, is the viral load when they looked at it specifically in the lungs, and also the inflammatory markers in the lungs were reduced in the treatment group as well, as opposed to the placebo group. And the other thing was that when they gave it from the beginning and then followed these patients all the way through, you look at the treatment group, they had less lethality, meaning less death from the virus. So it was really quite an impressive group of studies that we can send over to you to take a look at.
That is very impressive. So, yeah, Dr. Anderson, I want to bring you back on the long form version of intelligent medicine, you know, where we sit down for, an hour with experts like you to go over topics like immunity. But let me mention that I'm so happy to partner with the Harmony Company to bring this product to the attention of our intelligent medicine listeners. And so this offer, for more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. And we so want you to try this that we're offering a coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout when you go to theharmonycompany.com. And you can get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. It's a product that I use, that I prescribe very, very liberally to my patients. And, Dr. Esther, I also understand that in Japan it is a very big deal. And, in fact, it's my impression that it's covered by insurance in Japan, not here in the United States, but in Japan it's actually given very liberally to cancer patients.
Yes, I believe. Well, they have a slightly different system of medicine, and they, you know, as I said, the last study was funded by the government of Japan, so their medical system is quite impressed. Yes.
Thank you for. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Protect those who matter most with VA Life.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli warplanes struck targets across the Gaza Strip as well as two airports in Syria and a mosque in the occupied West Bank allegedly used by militants, while a second convoy of humanitarian aid reportedly began crossing into Gaza from Egypt Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, top Biden administration officials are preparing for a possible widening of the Israeli-Hamas conflict.
Secretary of State Blinken said the U.S. believes escalation by Iranian-backed forces against American personnel in the Mideast is a likelihood. He told NBC's Meet the Press, "This is not what we want, but if that happens, we're ready for it." Meanwhile, the State Department is moving embassy personnel out of Iraq because of escalating tensions and warning American citizens not to travel to the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Last winter, Russian strikes on Ukrainian power plants impacted almost half the country's energy capacity. Many Ukrainians are expecting the same or worse this winter, and they've spent months in preparation.
In the humble backyard of a destroyed house, a 13-year-old boy chops firewood to get ready for winter. His mother, Tatiana, has been preparing for months as she remembers last winter's Russian strikes on energy infrastructure that plunged Ukraine into darkness. For her family, like other Ukrainians, winter is a particularly challenging time. Last year, millions across Ukraine had to learn to work, live, and cover their basic needs without relying on electricity. But this time, they say, they're better prepared. Sales of generators have exploded, and some who can afford it have invested in solar panels. Others have been buying candles, flashlights, and stocking up on compact gas canisters. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin and Kansas GOP Senator Roger Marshall are looking to move forward with the Credit Card Competition Act of 2023, legislation they proposed earlier this year. The effort could impact consumers and has raised concerns about reduced credit card rewards and card security. Heritage Foundation research fellow Joel Griffith tells the Salem Radio Network, the credit card an individual signs up for becomes a link to a credit card interchange.
You're using your bank because they're providing the line of credit for you, and then that actually, that money gets transferred through the interchange to the merchant's bank and then is delivered to the merchant's checking account.
Griffith says the legislation has some notable backing.
There are some Republicans along with some Democrats that are supporting this, and there are a lot of big lobbying groups behind this as well because, like, there's a lot of money to be made if you're a big retailer.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The battle against inflation is back in high gear.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says inflation remains too high and that bringing it down to the Fed's target level will likely require a slower growing economy and job market. Powell notes inflation has cooled significantly from 1 year ago, but he cautions it's not yet clear whether inflation is on a steady path back to the Fed's 2% target. Powell adds, a few months of good data are only the beginning. Jason Walker reporting.
An ambitious 2021 agreement by more than 140 countries and territories to weed out tax havens and force multinational corporations to pay a minimum tax has been weakened by loopholes and will raise only a fraction of the revenue that was envisioned, that according to a tax watchdog backed by the European Union. More in these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell. We open this time at Duffy's Tavern, and then later, a woman runs for president. Her name, Gracie Allen, and she has a creative approach to campaign fundraising. While Ed Gardner not only created Duffy's Tavern, he also played the lead character. Not Duffy, as the owner of the bar was always absent and never heard, but rather Gardner played Archie the manager. Now, he took that role after failing to find anyone who could embrace the New Yorkese accent, which he naturally possessed. In this example, I believe Hazel Sherman is Miss Duffy, and Sid Raymond, not Charlie Cantor, is Finnegan. Also listed for Mad Russian actor Burt Gordon playing the new waiter. It's from January 12th, 1951.
It's Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. And now, here we go, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie the man you're speaking, Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. I'm just going over the mail here. We got a registered letter from the Department of Sanitation. Yeah, it's about our garbage. They claim it's giving their pigs ulcers. Yeah, what a nerve they got implying that their pigs is better than our customers. Well, I know they are, but I don't like to hear it from strangers. Also, we're in Dutch with the health inspector. Well, yesterday he put a rat trap in the kitchen, and when he comes back today, the rat has eaten the trap. And it's sitting there with a hungry look in his eye waiting for the inspector. Well, it hasn't all been good news today, though, Duffy. The sad news is that Peaches Latour, the striptease, gave me back my engagement ring. Well, it'll save a lot of embarrassment, of course. Now she won't have the finance company hollering, "Take it off." Yes, sir, and this has learned me a lesson, Duffy. From now on, I ain't taking the slightest interest in no more dames. No, sir, I'm true with women forever. You heard me, forever. Miss Duffy.
Yeah, Archie.
Hand me that copy of Esquire.
Esquire. Some way to forget women.
Miss Duffy, for your information, Esquire has articles, too.
Then how come you're reading it with a pair of scissors?
Happens to be my way of trying to forget.
Tell me, what happened between you and Peaches?
Yeah, the same old story. She's just like the rest of them. All she thinks about is a family and a home and kids. Nothing but a gold digger.
Well, if you ask me, you're just as well off.
What do you mean?
Marrying a woman who struts around the stage wearing nothing but an off-the-shoulder fan.
Stuffy, it happens that I admire Miss Latour for her artistry. Like I admire a fine musician.
Never seen you looking that way at Toscanini.
Well, that's all in the past. From now on, I'm through with the female species of the sex forever. As far as dames is concerned, I'm the world's biggest hermit.
Hey, Archie, look at that pretty girl just coming in the door.
Mother, buy me that.
I thought you said you were the world's biggest hermit.
I'm also the world's biggest liar. Well, what can I do for you, Mrs.
It's Miss.
I'm in. What can I do for you, honey?
Please, I don't allow strangers to call me honey.
Then let me introduce myself. The name is Archie.
My name is Marianne.
Hiya, honey. Well, what you doing here?
I'm looking for a man named Paul Papapopoulos.
What was your name?
Paul Papapopoulos.
Come again.
Don't you hear well?
Certainly, but I like to watch you pucker while you're saying it. Tell me, what does this Papapopoulos look like?
Well, he's very handsome. Tall, nice wavy hair, broad shoulders, and lovely brown eyes.
Honey, change that to blue eyes and I'm your Papapopoulos.
Please, we're wasting time.
We're wasting time? Okay, in that case, leave us get married. Well, what do you say?
My answer is definitely in the negative.
Darling.
Oh, I give up.
Oh, Archie, huh? You got it on the telephone.
Okay, excuse me, Marianne. I'll be back in a nonce.
Oh, waiter. Waiter. Don't they have a waiter around here?
How do you do? Hey, what can I do for you, honey?
I'm hungry. What's fresh in the kitchen?
What's fresh in the kitchen? The cook, you just pinched me.
I think I'm wasting time here. I'd better get back to work.
Pray tell me, where are you working?
The draft board.
The draft board?
Yes. By the way, what's your name?
My name? Yashe Panyaslavnik, age 103.
Sorry to have kept you waiting, Marianne.
Say, boss, what was that telephone call?
Oh, that was the community chest. They wanted to know how much we needed this year. Well, now leave us get back to romance, honey.
Romance? What's the difference in our ages?
How old are you?
20. How old are you?
Oh, a little older than that. I'm going on 24.
24?
Yes, I'm prematurely young. Yep, honey, I'm single, 24, happy.
But not for long. Say, boss.
Huh?
I have news for you.
What?
This girl is working at
the... So what? Suppose she does work. I ain't too proud to marry a working girl.
But what I'm trying to tell you is...
Yeah, she get back in the kitchen, will you? When I want any information, I'll get in touch with you.
Just send me a card from Camp Dix.
What's this guy talking about?
So you're 24.
Yes, yeah.
Do you mind if I jot your name down my notebook?
Only 20, and a kid keeps a notebook. And look at all the guys' names in that book. Marianne, it's lucky I ain't the jealous type. Of course, I got to admit, I got a little book, too, but it's different from yours.
You're telling her.
In my notebook, I only got two columns.
Yes, column left, column right.
Quiet, Yasha. Yeah, Marianne, see, in one column I write down the dames I go out with that like to neck, you know.
And the other column?
That one is blank. You get it?
Yes, I get it. And with jokes like that, it's hard to believe you're only 24.
But I am.
Besides, you look so much older. Those wrinkles.
Oh, them. Well, you see, I was born on a farm, and I got squeezed when I was an infant. I had to share my incubator with two fat hens. Besides, youth is only skin deep, you know.
You mean beauty.
Honey, you flatter me.
Well, Archie, I have to be getting back to the office.
Well, okay, if you have to go, but I hope I'll be hearing from you very soon.
On that, you can count.
Yes, you stop butting in, will you? Now, get back to the kitchen. Well, Marianne, as me frat brothers would say, it's been ginger peachy meeting you. Well, goodbye now.
Goodbye.
23 skidoo.
Don't be smart, Miss Duffy.
You, 24.
What's so funny? It's been your favorite age for years.
Well, how come you picked 24?
Well, I don't know. 20 seemed a little too young, and 40 seemed a little too old, so I split the difference.
Well, that would make 30.
Miss Duffy, when a guy's in love, do you think he's got time for Albridges? Well, thank you to stop throwing clinkers into the furnace of me passion. You just don't know what it is when little Dan Cupid sneaks up on you with his bow and arrow and he softly whispers...
Hello, Arch.
Hello, me old friend Dan Stupid. Cupid. Oh, Finnegan, you should have seen what was just making love to me. The prettiest little... Hey, what's that dirt doing all over your face?
I've been watching some guy dig a grave.
Oh. Well, this classy little 20-year-old struts in here. Wait a minute. If they were digging a grave, how come there's dirt on your face?
I just got out in time.
I see. Well, anyway, her name turns out to be Marianne, and before you know it, a grave. Who was they burying?
Me Uncle Louie.
Your Uncle Louie? I didn't even know he was dead.
He ain't.
Well, then what did they bury him for?
A skunk got him.
In the case of a skunk, you don't bury the guy, you bury the clothes.
Arch, you forget. Uncle Louie's a nudist.
Tell me, ain't there nobody in your family that's normal?
Well, you've met me father.
Yeah?
I think that answers the question.
It certainly does. How is the old gent these days?
Well, I'm a little worried about the governor, Arch. All day long, he sits around the house and broods.
Yeah, sits around the house. What happened to his job at the airplane factory?
Oh, it's still there. It's just that Dad hasn't got it anymore.
Oh, he was fired, huh?
No. It seems that Dad and the foreman at the airplane factory couldn't see eye to eye on a production problem.
So what happened?
Oh, Dad quit. And they're still putting wings on B-29.
The story of Billy Mitchell all over again. Now, leave me be, Finny, and I want to be alone with me thoughts of Marianne.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Archie, act your age.
Okay, so I ain't 24, but by the same token, I ain't pushing 40, neither.
Maybe not, but you're sure leaning on it.
Well, I can see certain people just don't understand young love. Now, turn on that jukebox, and if anybody wants me, I'll be in the back room.
Doing what?
Practicing the Charleston.
We'll be right back to set up another round here at Duffy's Tavern. Stay tuned.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
And now, let's get back to Ed Gardner, starring in Duffy's Tavern, on When Radio Was.
Waiter!
Oh, sorry, Miss Marianne. I am very busy. I am having a little trouble with the free lunch.
What's the trouble with the free lunch?
It is attacking the customers.
Oh, and where is Archie?
Archie, you mean Junior. He's in the back room trying on his Hopalong Cassidy suit.
You know, I'm a little concerned about Archie.
Yes?
I've just been back to the draft board, and I couldn't find his name on our list of 24-year-olds.
Not at the draft board, eh?
No.
Try checking Social Security.
Well, Marianne... Yes, I told you she'd come back. The dame really goes for me.
Yes, and if you don't watch your P's and Q's, she is going to get you.
Archie, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, Marianne, I got nothing to hide.
Now, you say you're 24 years old.
Yep.
I see. And where were you born?
Right here in the good old USA.
Which at that time was known as the 13 colonies.
Yes, you...
Age, birthplace. Tell me, are you married?
Are you kidding? Free as the breeze and do as I please. Asha, will you stop butting in here?
Let's test this. 24, U.S. citizen, unmarried. Archie, I think you're just the man I'm looking for.
Yasha, I'm in.
You are not kidding.
Go ahead, Marianne. Ask me some more questions. I don't blame you for trying to find out if we're mutually compatible.
Well, how's your health?
Sound as a nut.
And how does it feel about hiking?
Hiking? Oh, I love it. Nothing I'd rather do than get up at the crack of dawn and go out for one of them real long walks, you know? I got terrific lung power.
Oh, yes. Very long-winded.
Thank you, Yasha.
Well, you do look fit. Now, what are your shoulder measurements? 27?
Make it 52.
And what about vision? 20-20?
40-40. Yep, Marianne, I'm a perfect specimen of youthhood. And someday in the future, when the two of us is all alone...
Alone? Archie, remember, there'll be others.
Oh, ain't that sweet. Already she's talking about the little ones. Honey, about these others, how many was you figuring on?
Oh, about 1,000 a month.
Look, Marianne, don't take them shoulder measurements of mine too serious. Well, got any more questions?
No. I have all the information I need. Goodbye, Archie.
Wait a minute. Can I expect to hear from you real soon?
Oh, yes. Real soon.
Say, Archie, this letter just came for you.
Yeah, let's see it. It says greetings. What a funny way to start a letter.
It'll get funnier as you go along.
Let's see here. You have been selected by a committee of your neighbors. Holy cat, a draft notice. The Stuffy, the Army must have got the wrong man.
If they got you, they have.
But where did they get me named?
How about Mary Ann?
What? My little dove, a stool pigeon? That innocent little cherub with them long curls and cute little dimples?
Yes, but take away those curls and dimples, and what have you got left?
What?
General Hershey himself. Archie, I have been trying to tell you Mary Ann works at the draft board.
The draft board? That traitress in civilian clothing. That Matzah Harry. And if... And after such a beautiful courtship.
That was no courtship. That was your pre-induction examination.
They can't do this to me. What does the Army want with an old duffer like me?
But you just said you were 24.
I know, but a letter like this ages a guy. I ain't going to take this laying down. I'm going to get a character witness to swear that I'm a liar. Wait a minute. I think I'll call me old family baby doctor. Yeah, he's probably got me birth record in his files. Hello? Is this Dr. Watson? The obstetrician? Yeah, huh? Well, this is Archie, former baby. Huh? Well, you remember me, doctor? No hair, one tooth, and a blue ribbon? You don't, huh? Well, it was quite a while ago. Don't you remember holding up a tiny infant and slapping life into it? Huh? One face is the same as another. Well, oh, Okay, forget about it. That quack.
Say, Arch, I was just thinking about you being born.
What about it?
Maybe you wasn't.
What do you mean, maybe I was never born?
Maybe you was adopted.
Finnegan, even if I was adopted, I'd still have to have a father and mother to be born.
Well, you're more familiar with the technicalities than I am.
Finnegan, this is no time for idiocies.
Oh, stop worrying. Maybe somebody's just playing a joke on you. Right, Yasha?
Could be. But this is the first time I ever heard of the Army having a joke file.
Well, they got me with me pins down, so there's only one honorable thing to do.
What's that?
Tear up the draft notice.
That's showing them, Arch. Let's see the Army get around that one.
Yes, Miss Duffy?
Another draft notice came for you.
Tear it up.
Archie, another draft notice.
Burn it.
Archie, here's another draft notice.
Throw it out the window.
I can't.
Why?
There's a recruiting sergeant on the other end.
That's right. I'm from the draft board. I'm looking for a man named Archie.
He's over there.
Where?
Under that table.
Oh, hey, you. Why didn't you report to the draft board?
What's that, son? Well, if you speak up a little, I'm old and deep in the ears.
Didn't you get a notice to join the Army?
What? Join up again? Son, I served my country back in 62.
The Civil War?
Yes, sirree, by cracky. Seems like only yesterday I was in there fighting for the blue and the gray.
The blue and the gray, they were fighting each other.
No wonder I was getting shot at from both sides.
So you served in the Civil War, huh?
Yes, sir. Ever hear of Hippopotamax? I was there with General Sherman. Never forget the day Sherman said them immortal words. War is...
Yeah, war is...
Just then some darn fool shot off a cannon. Never did hear that last word. Yes, sir, son. Done a heap of fighting today. Never forget that famous ride. Me and Paul Revere. Galloping from door to door, hollering, Tom, Tom, the red caps is a-coming.
You rode with Paul Revere?
Care to see me saddle burn, sir? Well, you can't draft me. You're four wars too late. Besides, I ain't even single.
You married?
Yep, Dad, bless the luck I am. I tell you, son, before you be going, I'd like you to meet the kinfolk. Oh, more.
What is it, Pa?
Oh, we got company. Soldier boy, this is more.
Likewise, I'm sure.
This is your wife?
Yep, never was much of a picker.
How do you do, ma'am?
Say, soldier boy.
Yes?
You know, you're cute enough to be in the Navy.
Oh, remember your age. Say, Arch. Well, 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 if it ain't me little son, Finnegan. Who? I get it. Hello, Pop. Howdy, son. Well? Well, what?
Ain't you gonna kiss me?
Rather go in the Army.
And this is your son?
Yes, as you see, soldier boy, ours was a childless marriage.
Say, son, how old is your father?
75.
And how about you? You look like you might be at draft age. How old are you?
Going on 86.
What? You're
Your father's 75 and you're 86. How is this possible?
Well, who are we to question Mother Nature?
See, Sergeant? I'm too old a fuddy-duddy to go in the Army.
Well, Sergeant, I see you found him.
Marianne, what is this?
Archie, I knew you were lying about your age, and I wanted to teach you a lesson.
Oh. Well, a blimey lesson. Now, leave me learn you one, honey. How about a date tonight?
Sorry, Archie. I'm going out with the sergeant here.
Well, how about tomorrow night?
I'm going out with a corporal.
How about the next night?
A private.
Honey, where's your patriotism?
Patriotism?
Ain't you got no time at all for us Civil War veterans?
From January 12, 1951. The role of Yasha the waiter was portrayed by comedian Burt Gordon, using pretty much the same accent he used as his Mad Russian character. And you also heard Sid Raymond as Finnegan, a role initially handled by Charlie Cantor. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we travel back to election year 1940 as a talented and very funny lady throws her hat into the ring. Gracie Allen for president, right after this break.
Do you like a good scare?
It begins, simply, with a voice, telling any who will listen a tale of the uncanny.
Radio Spirits and producer-director Jim French bring you an 8-CD collection of spine-tingling stories.
A pale hand stretched out between the gap. Too long to be a child's arm. Too long and withered and waxen. And then it spoke my name.
We invite you to consider Radio Spirit's suspenseful 17-episode set, Imagination Theater in Dark Places.
You have kept me for a long time, peering in from the darkness, waiting just beyond the veil that separates our different worlds. I have waited for you to seize the chance and throw back the veil, to face me and all that you fear. Now, you must witness things from my perspective. Now you're ready to find out what else we have waiting in the darkness.
An unknown power has caused Imagination Theater in Dark Places to suddenly drop in price. Yes, go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77 to save 50% off the regular price. Now it will only cost you $15.98 and a good night's sleep.
These most rational men would draw their curtains tightly against the night and instill in their children the knowledge that something does exist beyond their own little pools of light.
Summon your own half-price copy of Imagination Theater in Dark Places today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There's a lot that can go wrong in your business, but there's one thing that will eventually go wrong that you can be prepared for if you act right now. That is backing up your personal and business data. Someday, somewhere, that one-inch piece of plastic that powers your computer will fry, or someone will hack into your system, and you'll be left wondering, gee, do I have all of my stuff backed up? Emergencies with your data will happen. So today, you should have one hard copy backup in your office and two copies in the cloud. Act today to protect your small business, or you may regret it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. During the 1940 election year, incumbent President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his primary opponent, Republican Governor Wendell Willkie, had an unlikely challenger. Sure, it was all in fun, but I'm also sure they were a little worried. This is from April 3rd, 1940.
Hello, Shin, my friends. The Heinz Honey and Almond Cream Program.
Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie.
crazy, four more crazy, four more crazy.
Starring George Burns and Hines Honey, Gracie Allen with Frank Parker, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and Truman Bradley speaking.
400 million
songs,
that's right, you can't go wrong.
Four more crazy, keep voting all day.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
How's your campaign coming along?
Oh, fine. Only I've been getting a little impatient with Congress.
Impatient with Congress?
Yeah, where did they come off passing a law that you can only spend $3 million for your campaign fund?
Oh, yes. I saw that on the front page this morning.
Did you see the second page?
Uh-huh.
How did Dick Tracy make out?
He escaped again.
Oh, good. $3 million for a campaign fund. But where can you go on that? Why, they spend more than that to run the government.
Gracie, stop worrying. The Republicans and the Democrats are limited to $3 million, too.
Yeah, but does Jim Farley have to spend $17 for a permanent?
Well, I wouldn't know.
And does Mr. Garner have to pay $10 for a snood?
Well, you've got me. You've got me.
And does John L. Lewis have to spend $3 to have his eyebrows plucked?
Well, you've got me. I really would.
You know what's wrong with this program?
You've got me.
You guessed it.
You were tricked in. I was tricked into that.
Well, $3 million, Gracie, is enough to run any campaign.
Oh, yeah? Why, the last convention I went to, I wasn't even running, and it cost me $10,000 for tips.
$10,000 for tips?
Well, it was a Shriners convention, and I thought they were red caps.
Well, I'll bet was the... were their fezzes red?
I'll bet.
And a bad joke, too.
Say, Gracie, exactly how much money have you got in this campaign fund of yours?
Oh, I've been getting checks from all over the country.
Really? How much have you got?
Oh, let me see now. 8 from Boston, 15 from Chicago.
Well, how much have you got altogether?
And 10 from Omaha, 18 from Philadelphia, 1 from East Philadelphia.
How much have you got, Gracie?
30 from New York, none from Brooklyn, and 3 from Akron.
How much have you got?
Well, altogether, I've got about 190 checks.
Well, that's a lot of money.
Oh, well, it would even be more if they were signed.
What good are unsigned checks?
Oh, they'll be signed.
They will, huh?
Oh, my brother's home working on them right now.
You haven't got a dime and you're upset about millions.
Oh,
huh?
Well, sure I'm upset. The government says that they'll allow you $3 million for a campaign fund, and so far they haven't sent me a nickel.
Gracie, I'll explain it.
So you'll understand it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When they say that they allow you $3 million, they don't mean that they allow you $3 million. They mean you're allowed to have it if you have $3 million.
You feel all right, Daddy?
Quiet, Parker.
Hello, Pinky.
Hello. Say, Prez, I saw you at the Hollywood ballpark the other day, throwing out the first ball.
Oh, did you?
Yes, Gracie. I heard you opened the Pacific Coast season.
Oh, yeah, and was I excited.
Really?
There I was with a hamburger in one hand and a baseball in the other, and I didn't know which one to throw.
Well, what'd you do?
Oh, what did I do? What could I do? After I'd eaten the baseball, I had to throw out the hamburger.
What's that? Tell me, was the catcher mad?
Oh, was he? He held the game up for 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Well, yes, it's hard to eat a hamburger through a mask.
Oh, yes. Those things get in your eyes.
Yes. Did you enjoy the game, Frank?
Oh, yes, I had a swell seat. Johnny Weissmuller couldn't go, so he gave me his seat.
Oh, where was it?
Up in a tree.
Must have been very uncomfortable.
No, I was sitting on a bird's nest.
Sitting on a bird's nest?
Yeah, one of them bit me in the second inning.
George.
Oh, no, the bird died.
George, there certainly were a lot of celebrities at the ball game. Robert Taylor was in a box, and George Raft was in another box, and I had the box of honor.
Box of honor?
Yeah, it was full of Cracker Jack.
Full of Cracker Jack? The kind that have those little prizes in them.
Yes, one had a little tin whistle, and oh, it was delicious.
Delicious?
You said it.
Oh, You can also whistle for your campaign fund, too.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll get the $3 million, even if I have to accept it from strangers.
Strangers, eh?
Gracie, it's very simple. Just go to one of those loan companies that advertise on the radio. They'll loan you $3 million, and no questions asked.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I wonder how much interest they'll pay me.
Well, my trumpet player is thinking of going down there to get some money.
Well, maybe he's got collateral.
No, he's got asthma, but you can't hear it when he's playing trumpet.
Well, on him, it looks good.
Maybe I can get my campaign money from your fans, George.
$3 million from my fans?
Well, that's not very much. It's only $1 million apiece.
And I thought I had four fans.
You lost one. Singing ain't misbehaving,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, sing it again.
Say, Gracie, I'll tell you how to raise the money for your campaign fund.
You know, when you use the dollar bottle of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream, you save a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
So you get 10 million people in your party using it, and at the end of the week, you know what you've got?
What?
Soft white hands.
I thought so, yes. I don't know about your party, but it'll certainly keep your hands out of the red.
Thank you.
Thank you.
George. George, did you know that Sally Rand is campaigning for me?
Sally Rand?
Well, you should have heard her the other night making a speech. She got up and she said, "My fans," and you are my fans.
Oh, your fans, yes.
Yes.
Well, that covers everything.
Well, doesn't it?
Gracie. I say, Gracie, if you went around barefooted, you wouldn't have all these financial troubles.
Barefooted?
Oh, rather. I read where John D. Rockefeller started out as a barefoot boy, and he wound up with hundreds of millions.
Yes. But he had a few oil projects on the side.
Well, with all that money, he could have gone to a doctor and had them removed.
Probably wouldn't hurt a bit.
Well, anyway, I'm not going to worry about it. If I can't get $3 million for my campaign fund, I'll just have to get along in $2.5
million. Yeah, just rough it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Say, Gracie, when you get to the White House, what are you going to do with your family?
Well, my little nephew can stay in the Library of Congress.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle will live at the Smithsonian Institute.
Nice place.
And, oh, I know my brother will just love the Mint.
Mm.
And my sister...
Your uncle in the Smithsonian
yes,
Institute?
Yes. And my sister...
That's a museum.
Well, that'll be a nice change for my uncle. You see, for the past 7 years, he's been living in a broom closet.
In a broom closet?
Yeah, but 3 years ago, he came out to make a personal appearance on We the People.
I see. And went right back into the broom closet.
Yes.
You know, a very funny thing happened to me in Washington. I went to a very swanky affair, and I had one of those red, green, and yellow diplomatic sashes across my chest, and they kept calling on me to make a speech.
Well, why didn't you make a speech?
Because I'm not a diplomat.
Well, then why didn't you take off the sash?
I couldn't. It was holding up my pants.
Yes, and it wouldn't look very nice for a diplomat to be without his portfolio.
my uncle it would.
Oh, yes, the one that lives in the
broom
closet.
Yeah,
yes.
With a vacuum cleaner.
With a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, he's a Hoover man.
Oh, he is.
Now, Frank Parker.
Thanks, Drew. Tonight I'm going to sing a song that's an oldie, but a goodie. Back in 1931, Gus Arnheim wrote a beautiful song entitled Sweet and Lovely. Remember it?
There's sweetness in the call of the woodland dove as his love song echoes through the trees. There's sweetness in the rose with its symbol of love floating on a summer breeze. But nothing can compare to the sweetness of the one and only one I love. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. In my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is haunting me, melody haunting me.
Gracie Allen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
River from Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lauren Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates at Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
And now back to George and Gracie on When Radio Was.
You too can have a new spring outfit like Smiling Frankie Parker is wearing. Complete with hat, suit, overcoat, shoes, three pairs of socks, double-breasted undershirt and watch, all for $385. Yes, sir.
George.
Hey, yeah?
George, who's the man Gracie's talking to over there?
I don't know. She's probably trying to get $3 million for a campaign fund.
Hey, it sounds like that, doesn't it?
Well, Miss Allen, I don't think I'll have any trouble raising it. I've raised it before, and I don't see why I can't do it again.
Well, how long do you think it'll take?
Well, it all depends on a lot of things. I'll go out and start working on it right now.
Oh, good. The sooner you start, the sooner you'll raise it.
That's right. Gracie, who's that?
The elevator boy. His elevator's stuck in the basement.
So was your campaign.
Say, Gracie, I typed that speech for you.
Thanks, Bubbles.
But you know, I had a little trouble with the typewriter. Some of the O's are upside down.
What speech?
And you'll notice, Gracie, I've got farmers in caps.
Farmers in caps? Well, I always thought they wore straw hats.
Look, don't tell me that you're going to make a speech.
Just to the farmers.
Mm. Dewey and Garner made a speech to the farmers last week.
Oh, copycats.
Yeah, they stole the stuff
well,
they haven't done yet.
Now for my speech. Farmers, farmers' wives, and Sammy Cohen.
Sammy Cohen?
Oh, pardon me, a semicolon.
A semicolon, yeah. It's that little dark fella.
Yeah, well, I'll start again. Farmers, farmers' wives, farmers' sons, farmers' daughters, hired hands, and tractor salesmen.
What about the boys in the back room?
See what they'll have.
Truman, see what they'll have.
My subject tonight is the care and feeding of farmers and how to cook it.
How to cook it?
My opponents have said that they're going to fight me until the cows come home. Oh, so they admit the cows aren't home. Oh, why aren't the cows home? Because they don't like conditions on the farm. The cows are smart. They're not coming home until there's a woman in the White House.
I see. Well, how do you, Gracie? What I'd like to know is how do you know what the cows think about?
Bubbles tells me everything.
Oh, go ahead.
So, if you farmers want contented cows, have your wives knit each cow a glove. And in that way, my friend...
One glove for each cow.
Well, sure, so that when the cow isn't being milked, it can keep its fingers warm.
I guess you fingered that out by yourself.
Oh.
How do you like that, Frank?
Cocktails for two.
Cocktails for two?
Yeah, it's drinks.
It does,
So, my friend...
Gracie, when you're through, can my drummer have a copy of your speech? He's a farmer, you know.
Why doesn't he listen to it?
Oh, he can't right now. He's reading Rebecca.
Well, have him read it out loud. It'll help the farmers more than the speech.
Oh, right.
So,
right,
my friend, what the American farm needs is the touch of a woman's hand. Therefore, I say the hand that rocks the cradle should pull the plow.
That's what you say.
Yes. Friends, it's women who have made history.
You said it.
Yes.
When Romeo drank the poison, who got the nickel back on the bottle?
Jack Bennett?
No.
I'm wrong.
No. After Julius Caesar was stabbed, who donned up the holes in his sweater?
Mary Livingston.
No.
I'm wrong again.
When Paris gave Helen of Troy a wooden horse, who put $2 out its nose?
Bing Crosby.
No.
Wrong again.
When Napoleon was losing at Waterloo, who was Josephine playing rummy with?
Well, who?
Oh, don't ask me. Write to your congressman.
I say. Well, what are you trying to prove? That women should run the farm?
Well, the least they could do is have scarecrows wear dresses instead of pants.
Oh, that's a nice compromise.
Oh, thanks. I got it as bullets.
Oh, and it's pretty, too, yeah.
Say, Gracie, I think you're overlooking a big point. What the farmers need most is water.
Bubbles, make a note of that.
All right.
Have you forgotten what Secretary of Agriculture Wallace said when he addressed the farmers during the drought?
Oh, what did he say?
Greetings, Gates. Let's irrigate.
That's what Yehudi keeps telling him down at the office when he ain't neat.
So, my friend, I could point out several things that are wrong with farm conditions, but it isn't polite to punt.
Yes, so you won't.
The trouble with farms today is they're overcrowded. Asparagus only has standing room.
And mushrooms are living in cellars.
Yes.
I thought so, yeah.
Gracie, my drummer won't be able to let his wife run his farm.
Why not?
Well, she ran away with a hired man about a week ago.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, it's even worse than that, Grace. The hired man is the only one that can run the threshing machine.
Well, what's your drummer going to do about it?
Oh, not a thing until he finishes reading Rebecca.
Oh, now, please, boys. The farmers are waiting for the finish of my speech.
So are we.
Friends, the following are a number of things that women will do for the farm. Number one, we'll put a chalk mark in every chicken coop.
Chalk mark in every chicken coop?
So the hen can lay it on the line.
Well, really, down wide of them.
Say, Gracie, why don't you have milking stools with rumble seats so that the cows can sit down, too?
Cows can sit down. Bubbles, pull up a chair. Like that one, Frank?
Dodo bird.
Dodo bird?
Extinct.
It did, Gracie, your speech.
Oh, number three. Vessels for farmers'
wives. Wait a minute. What's that? Who's that?
Oh, that's my drummer who's been reading Rebecca.
Oh, and he just found out about his wife running away, huh?
Oh, no, no.
What's he crying about?
Oh, the book has a sad ending.
Gracie, your speech, please.
Oh, well, number three. Vessels for farmers' wives. So that they can be well dressed and have something to carry the coal in at the same time.
What for?
Two and two.
Oh, I always thought it was three and one.
Oh, well, you see.
I'm wrong.
And in conclusion, my farmer friend, it has always been my custom to leave my audience in a good mood. So,
Gracie, what's that?
I'm leaving in a good mood.
I say what.
The first half of the Gracie for President episode from Burns and Allen. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Earlier, we had Sid Raymond as Finnegan on Duffy's Tavern. Well, Raymond was also the voice of a cartoon duck. I'll name him and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compe Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear,
take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that actor Sid Raymond would provide the voice of a cartoon duck. The answer, Baby Huey. A role he voiced for pretty much his whole career, including a 1994-1995 animated television series when Sid Raymond was in his mid-80s. He passed away in 2006 at age 97. I'm Greg Bell. Remember to take a little time and visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcement.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.